So teperkei Mishnah Beis, bo b'yom dorish Rabbi Akiva, that same day, which is the day that the Rav says the Rav Elazar ben Azariah became a Nasi, that day there were a lot of Talmidim that were finally mutter to enter the Beis HaMedrash, because before then it was dafka somebody that was toicho kibaro, that his outside was like his inside, and many people were turned away. And once Rav Elazar ben Azariah was made the Nasi, there were a lot of new drushes that came out that day. So that same day, Rabbi Kiva was darshaning. Rabbi Kiva darshan chol kli cheres asher yipol mehem el toicho kol asher b'soicho yitma. Any kli cheres, that's an earthenware vessel, where something tame falls into, kol asher b'soicho yitma. Anything that's inside of it is going to become tame, but the yitma is also lashon, it's going to be tame something else. Eini omer tame el yitma, like Rabbi Kiva says. It doesn't say tame, it says yitma. L'tame acherim. This means that this tumah and the food that's inside of this earthenware bowl is going to be metame other foods. This teaches us, Rabbi Kiva says, that if you have, let's say, a loaf of bread that's a sheni l'tumah, meaning, let's say, the bowl becomes a rishon, and what's in the bowl now is a sheni, the food. So now if this food touches something else, it's metame, and that other food becomes a shlishi. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Miyagala offer menechor miyachon ben zakai. Yeshua says, if only somebody can reveal the dirt from your eyes, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. In other words, if only you'd be alive to see this yourself, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Sheyisa omer, because you used to say when you were alive, he's talking to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Asador ache l'tar kikar shlishi. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai knew by truma and kachim, but specifically even by truma, that foods, a sheni can make a shlishi tame by truma. But he didn't really find the source in the Torah for it, but he knew it was true. And he was concerned, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that in the future, another generation is going to say that a kikar shlishi is not tame by truma. Meaning that there's going to be a future generation, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was concerned, that even by truma, that a sheni will not be metame a shlishi. And why was he concerned? She'en lo mikra min ha-Torah shu tame, because there's really no source in the Torah, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, that it's really tame. So, because he knew it was really tame, but he didn't find a source for it, so he was concerned that it wasn't going to hold. People were going to be mitired in the future by mistake. And now, this is Rabbi Yeshua continuing, V'alo Akiva Talmidcha, behold Akiva, your Talmud. Really, Rabbi Akiva is Rabbi Yeshua himself's Talmud. Rabbi Yeshua's Rebbe is Reuchem ben Zakkai. That's the Derech Kavod. Some of Farshim say that he's talking about his own Talmud, but since he's a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, he's calling Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's Talmud. Anyway, he says, V'alo Akiva Talmudcha mevi lo mikra min ha-Torah shu tamei. And your Talmud, Rabbi Akiva, actually bringing a pasuk from the Torah that he's tamei, shenemar kol asher b'toicho yitma. He's bringing a pasuk from the Torah that a sheni makes a shlishi tamei. Now, Rabbi Akiva was talking about even by chulin, even by food that's not kadosh, it's not truma or anything. And the Rav says, we don't hold like Rabbi Akiva, legabe chulin. But we do hold that a sheni makes a shlishi tamei by truma. And the point is that very day, Rabbi Yeshua was pointing out that concern that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had would really not be such a concern, because now we actually, Rabbi Kiva has a source from the Torah that a sheni makes a shlishi, even though Rabbi Kiva was also talking about chulin.